Hey babe, I'm home. Where you at? Oh, still in your office?
Hey, you still working? I'd have thought you'd be all finished by now. Ah, good. Glad you're almost finished. Would you like a cup of tea? Or coffee? Hot chocolate? Anything from the kitchen, really. Sure. Coming right up. I'll just put the kettle on. Oh, hey. You didn't need to get up, you know. I was going to bring it to you. Don't you want to finish your work as quickly as possible so we can hang out? Oh, no. Of course not. I don't mind. Yeah, take a break, sure. I was only going to be standing here staring at the wall while the tea brewed anyway. I mean, I quite like staring at the wall, but, you know, I don't mind being interrupted. Not by you, at least. Yeah. I'd put my phone on Do Not Disturb and everything. I was ready for 5 minutes of quality wall staring. But whatever. You're here now? Hello. Hey, actually, come here. Sorry. Not used to you still being at your desk when I get in from work, so... Forgot about the hug. I knew something didn't feel right. That was it. All good now. Oh yeah, work was fine. Let's see. Did anything interesting happen? Oh, Chad got pulled into HR for parking in the EV charging spot again. Dickhead. He keeps telling them that he just forgot and didn't see the massive, brightly coloured sign saying electric vehicle charging only. But you just know he's doing it deliberately. Especially when he drives something like that big, stupid pickup truck. No, exactly. Literally, what does he need a monstrous vehicle like that for? He lives in the city and works in sales, for God's sake. You don't need a damn pickup truck to commute to the office. If the only times you actually need all that cargo space is when you go to IKEA every 2 years, then for God's sake, just hire a van or get your new sofa delivered. Ugh. Still, at least there's nothing he can do to stop me getting the bus. Nah. Nothing interesting happened, aside from that. Oh, Dan wasn't in again, but I think we can both assume why that was. That's nothing new. To be honest, the whole company's going to shit. But whatever, it's just a job. I'll find something else when it inevitably goes bust. I'm not going to worry about it until it actually happens. There's no point. Anyway, how's your day been? I remember you said you weren't really sure what you were going to write about today before I left for work this morning. I hope inspiration struck you in the end? I'm sure it did. It usually does. No? Oh, I'm sorry. Have you been okay? Did you still manage to write a little despite not really feeling it? I know it can feel like a real grind sometimes. I do know. Despite the fact that we have very dissimilar jobs, I get it. Not being able to get your brain in gear and get on with what you need to do can be so frustrating. Still, I know you. I know you can power through it when you need to. Besides, there's no rush, is there? You've still got plenty of time to get this chapter done, right? Let's think. You said you wanted to do a chapter a month. I know last month you were a little late, but not by that much. You finished the chapter on, what, the 3rd? 4th? Something like that? Right. So you're basically still on track. You've still got a whole week left of this month. How much more do you have left to write of this chapter, do you think? Well, hey, you were pretty conservative with your timeline anyway, weren't you? So, doesn't matter that much if you're late, even if it is by more than a few days. I think you could be a whole month late with a chapter and still have the whole book done on time, yeah? I remember we talked about all that, making sure to overestimate the time you'd need so you'd have a bit of a grace period for yourself. Right, exactly. So, you'll be okay. Take a deep breath, yeah? One unproductive day isn't the end of the world. It'll be all right. Oh, now, what's the matter? You look so worried. Come here, sweetheart. What is it, huh? Is it this one bad day really getting to you, or something worse? Ah, no, you shouldn't be ashamed to tell me anything. What is it? Come on, I'm here for you, I'm here to help you. Whatever you tell me, I'm not going to think any less of you, I promise. Yeah, I 100% promise that whatever you tell me, I'm not going to think less of you. I mean, you know, within reason. Well, like if you'd, I don't know, invented a time machine and gone back in time just to make pigeons extinct, or if you'd forced the government to pass a law making mashed potatoes illegal. I don't know. If you'd done something really bad like that, then maybe I'd have a hard time understanding. I think a little less of you in that case. But then, I wouldn't be with someone who'd outlaw MASH in the first place, so I'm sure it's nothing that bad. If nothing else, I hope I'll always be able to make you laugh when you're not feeling great. Even if I'm a bit of an idiot who doesn't know exactly the right thing to say, I hope I'll always be able to make you laugh. Now, what is it? You can trust me. Pinky promise. I won't think less of you. Hold my hand and tell me what's bothering you. Ah, oh, now, baby, it's okay. Having writer's block for the whole month must have been so hard. Why didn't you tell me sooner? No, of course not. I don't think that makes you a bad writer. You're 3/4 of the way through writing a novel, and from what you've shown me so far, it's fucking brilliant. And, hey, I know you're not done yet, but you've still written 75% of a book. Most people write 0% of a book. You're way out in front. Come on, come here. Have a big hug. Big squeeze. Yeah, there we go. It'll be all right. I know you'll get it back eventually, and soon. I know you will. You've had little periods like this in the past, right? And you've always come out the other side of it. Sure, so this one's lasted a bit longer than normal. So what? One of these periods had to be the longest. I know it'll still end, and probably sooner rather than later. What you really need to do, more than anything, is stop beating yourself up about it. Come on. Let's take these drinks and go sit down together. I'm not letting you go back to your office. Yep, I'm deadly serious. Come on. I'll pull you away myself if I have to. Sitting in there for the rest of the day, not being able to write, it's not going to do you any favors. You need to be kind to yourself today and just let it go for now. One day of not torturing yourself with work that you're not able to do anyway isn't going to hurt you. In the long run, it's not going to put you any further behind schedule. Come with me. Yeah, look, sit down. Cuddle up with me for a minute. You need to relax. Take your mind off your work. I know it seems like you need to think about it now, you need to get it done right now, but you don't. And even if that was somehow true, even if you really did need to get it done right this second, well, you can't, can you? You just aren't in the right frame of mind at the moment. It's not possible. It's outside of your control. And there's no point worrying about something that's out of your control. Sit next to me and snuggle up. Come on. Let me stroke your hair and take your mind off things. There. No more thinking about work now. The working day is done. There's nothing more you can do. So it's time to relax. Enjoy your evening. Think about nice things. Think about... Think about what you'd like to eat. Whatever it is, I'll cook it for you. Provided we've got the ingredients in the house. Ah, hell, even if we don't. If there's something you really want, I'll nip out and get it. What are you fancying? Oh, yes. Good thinking. Very comfy. Love a bit of comfort food. And I think we might even have everything we need for that in the house already, so I won't have to go anywhere. That's good. I'd rather not leave your side if I can help it. No, I know I don't cook very often, but I want to do it for you today. And don't worry, I'll still do the washing up too. I'm looking after you this evening, all right? If you've had a crappy, miserable day, then all I want to do is look after you and make you feel better. Tell you what, let's put on a film too. Have a proper night in together. Forget about all your work shit. Just focus on being comfy and having a nice time. I know it's hard to take your mind off things that are bothering you, but it's worth trying to do, okay? Thinking about something constantly doesn't actually solve the problem. So, if all you're getting out of thinking about something is worry, anxiety, stress, then the best thing you can do right now probably is to stop thinking about it. Yeah, sometimes it does feel impossible. I've had that before, that feeling like it's impossible to stop thinking about it. But then, an hour later, I'll realize, oh, I did actually stop thinking about it. It just kind of happened. I got distracted and thought about something else for a bit instead, and then I didn't start thinking about it again. Yeah, so that's all you need to do. Just think about something else instead. Something that takes some concerted effort to think about, but isn't too stressful. Yeah. One thing I like to do is the alphabet game. Have I ever told you about that? It's like the perfect level of difficulty for me, where it's not so difficult that it's stressful or tiring, but just difficult enough that you have to dedicate most of your thinking power to it, so there's no room left in your brain to think about other things. Yeah, you know, it's that game where you think of a category of things, like, I don't know, animals. The broader the category, the easier it is. And then for each letter in the alphabet, you have to name one thing in that category that starts with that letter. Okay, I know. It's a kid's game. I know it sounds silly. But seriously, it's helpful if there's something that's playing on your mind. We can do it together if you'd like. Yeah, come on. Let's give it a go. It'll feel good to think about something else after grinding away at work all day. Let's see. Well, sod it. Why don't we start off easy and actually do animals? We can take it in turns. I'll start. Okay. A. Oh God, I'm stupid. Why is this so hard? Oh no, okay, ant. Ant. That's an animal. Insects count. Okay, your turn. B. Nice, okay. C. Cow. Got it. Man, that was quick. D. Go. Classic. E, elephant. easy. Your turn, F. Oh, stunning. G. 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 Oh, goat. Yes, goat. H. Go. Perfect. I. Oh, that's a hard one. Iguana. Iguana? Do I not know how to pronounce that? Anyway, you're up. G. No, J. Oh, good one. K. Gotta be kangaroo. Easy peasy. L. On you go. Hell yeah. M. Moose. Moose. Mm-hmm. N? That'll do it. O for octopus. No problem. P? Oh, I. Okay. Q. Oh, what the fuck? Q? What kind of animal starts with Q? Why is Q such a difficult letter? Qu... Isn't there an animal that starts with a qu sound? Like, oh, yeah, okay. Quagga. It's a, like an extinct subspecies of zebra, I think. Actually, now I think about it, it might start with KW instead of QU. But whatever. I'm giving myself the point there. See, now I took the hardest letter by far. You don't need to worry. R, let's go. Oh, amazing. Okay. R. What comes after R? God, I wore my brain out thinking of a Q animal. Now I can't even remember the alphabet. S. Okay. Snake. Piece of piss. T. Go. Yeah, of course. U. Oh, God, another hard one. Okay. Bear with me here. Unicorn. All right? Unicorn. Mythical animals count now. Give us a V. Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm struggling there myself. Why is it the further along the alphabet you get, the harder it is? Okay, W. Werewolf. Hell yeah. So glad I said mythical creatures are allowed. I mean, I could have just said wolf. And let's not get into whether or not a werewolf is a creature or a human with an affliction, shall we? X. Oof. You've got X. Got anything for X? You know what? Fuck the letter X. You can do Y instead. We're skipping X. It doesn't count. So, animal starting with Y. Go. Yeah, okay. Good one. And finally, Z. Well, ugh. I already mentioned zebra when I talked about the quagga, so it feels kind of like cheating, but I can't think of anything else. Zooplankton? That's not an animal, is it? That's like a category of animal. So, fine. Zebra. That's my Z. So there we go. That's the alphabet game. And I bet, while we were doing that, you weren't thinking about the thing that was bothering you, were you? Yeah. See? Fun, easy distraction. If a little silly. Now, I'm going to go make dinner for us. Won't be long. And if you find yourself getting all caught up in your own head again, just play another round of that. Pick a more interesting category, maybe. Something that'll really tickle your imagination. I promise. You'll be okay. Oh, and have a think about what film you'd like to watch, too. Don't worry about what I want. This evening's all about you. Although, if you'd rather I pick so that you don't have to decide, that's fine, too. Hey, that was pretty good, huh? Yeah, not normally my kind of thing, but... well executed enough that it kept me entertained, at least. What do you think of my cooking? good. I'm a little rusty, but... yeah. Wasn't bad. Maybe I should cook for you more often. Now, it's... Not that late, actually. I was gonna say it's gotten late. Feels like it's later than it is, you know what I mean? I looked at my watch expecting it to be like 11 PM, but it's only just coming up to 10. Strange how that happens. Oh, well, of course you knew what time it is. You're perfect in every way, including your timekeeping. I'm just a silly little fool. I can't help it. But, regardless of the time, do you want to come to bed? Get an early night? I don't mean necessarily to go to sleep right away, just to vibe together in bed for a bit. I'd like to help you relax. Give you a little massage, maybe? Keep your mind well away from the stresses of the day. I bet you're still a bit tense, even after all the relaxing we've just done. You're so often tense. No, I didn't think you'd say no. Who would? I'm not even very good at giving them, but a massage is a massage. And please don't feel like you need to do one for me once I'm done with you. Like I said, this evening's all about you. Ah, no, you don't need to thank me. I like doing this stuff. Making you feel good makes me feel good. It's how it's always been. Plus, I know that if the situation were reversed and I'd been the one who'd had a shitty day, you'd do exactly the same thing for me. You have in the past. You can say you wouldn't if you want, but I know that's not true. You're a sweetheart, even if you try to hide it. I love you, you know. I think that's why I get so much joy out of making you feel good. I'm not really a people pleaser. Don't typically give a shit about making other people feel all that good, but you, it's completely different. I loved cooking for you, actually. Knowing that I was doing it for you made it fun. So, this won't be the last time. Shall we go upstairs? Get all nice and cozy. Yep, I tidied the bedroom up while you were in the shower. Put fresh new bedding on and everything. Lit a candle too. I'm going all out. It's taken all my self-control not to dive into that bed right now and start rubbing my legs together like a grasshopper. God, I love fresh sheets. But no, you need a massage, and I'm the guy to do it. You want to get undressed? It'll be easier to massage you if there aren't clothes in the way. Sure. I'll help. I'll just take your top off over your head. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Lie on the bed, face down. I'll get the oil. Just so you aren't surprised, I'm planning on making this kind of sensual, if that's all right with you. I'm sure it is. I thought it probably would be. I'm gonna warm it up. Don't want to surprise you with cold massage oil. Okay. I'm gonna start at your neck and shoulders and work my way down. Oh, yeah. This stuff smells so good, doesn't it? I forgot we had it in the special drawer. We should use it more often. You're gonna smell like a cinnamon bun when I'm done. Oh, your shoulders. They are tense. I knew they would be. Oh, I can really feel all that stress in you. Let's get rid of that. Let all that tension melt away under my hands. There's nothing you need to be stressed about anymore. Just focus on enjoying this sensation. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, try and relax all your muscles. Really melt into the bed. Become a puddle. A delicious smelling cinnamon bun puddle. Cinnamon puddle. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to move down your back now. I can feel the same tension in your spine. Let's get that loosened up. You know, I think what might help is a little kiss. Yeah, that helped, didn't it? I felt you relax into that. Makes me happy to know that I can help you feel better. And you have such an attractive back. Sorry, I know that sounds silly, but I just love the curve of it. It's such a nice shape. Sorry. I feel like I'm getting more enjoyment out of this than I should be. In fact, I... yeah, I'm definitely enjoying this more than I thought I would, if you know what I mean. I guess it's just the kissing. Oh, no, don't worry. Stay on your front for now. I'm sure there'll be plenty of time for you to kiss me back later, if you want to. For now, I'm happy like this. I mean, I've got a great view. Yeah. If I keep massaging and kissing down your back in this direction, eventually I'll reach, you know. Mm.